Hi, welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 89 for April 29th, 2007. Coming up in a few minutes.
We've got many more walks, we've got many more outings, and also we've got some more distilleries that are open this year.
That's Roz Lewis, probably one of the busiest people in Speyside this week. She's the coordinator for the Spirit of Speyside Whiskey Festival, one of the year's biggest whiskey events. More with Roz in a few minutes, but first, let's look at the news. It's not just Spirit of Speyside Week in Scotland. It's also Kentucky Derby Week in Louisville, and that means mint julep time. Woodford Reserve is the official bourbon of the Derby, and just like last year, master distiller Chris Morris will be trying his hand at bartending with the $1,000 mint julep. His version uses the finest ingredients from around the world, with mint from Morocco and sugar from the South Pacific island of Mauritius, as well as Woodford Reserve, but you don't have to go that far.
Well, the secret to making a mint julep is, as in any culinary art or cocktail art, is to use the best ingredients. And you do want to use a very robust bourbon. That's a downfall, and if you use a weak whiskey, it's not going to hold up in the cocktail. So we, of course, will use Woodford Reserve. We use minimal sugar and minimal mint because they tend to dominate a mint julep. And making it fresh, one at a time, is key. None of this big batch type of process. So we make our mint julep with Woodford Reserve, teaspoon of sugar, three or four mint leaves, muddled with Woodford, no spring water, plenty of shaved ice, 2 to 3 ounces of Woodford, and a small bouquet of mint near the sipping straw, and that's all you need.
And that's the key to a good one.
That's the key to a good one. Make it fresh, and then drink it within the hour. Don't let it melt on you.
Chris's version comes in a sterling silver cup, and the $1,000 goes to charity. Queen Elizabeth will be at this year's Derby, and if she orders one, let's hope Chris doesn't spill any when he bows. Last November, we got the first word about Duncan Taylor's new NC2 range of single malts. NC2 means no chill filtering and no caramel coloring. And now, Duncan Taylor's Ewan Chan says the NC2 is coming to the U.S.
Well, it's relatively new. I mean, we did our first bottling in November and December. First shipment was made in January, so it's just hitting these shores right now. And hopefully it's winging its way to all corners of the U.S., with any luck.
Now, you found some other new bottlings. I got your last newsletter a couple of weeks ago, and I've been wanting to talk to you because you found some crackers back in the warehouse, didn't you?
Oh, we've been pulling out all stops recently and digging out some real crackers. We're about to launch. Remember last year we launched the 38-year-old blend. We're about to do batch two of a 38-year-old, but we're doing what we're calling the rarest of the rare blend. Now, you know, blends are superb things for malt people, really, but when you're dealing with 30 to 40-year-old blends, it's amazing. But this one is specifically a blend of all closed distilleries. So we've got Clinclaith in there, we've got Ladyburn, we've got Glencraig, Glenalbine, Banff, you name it. It's all in this blend, and it's marvellous stuff. And it's topped off with Carsbridge grain, so we've just picked things that no longer hang around there. But it's good. You need to taste it. We're only doing 750 bottles maximum, because that's all we can afford to do.
Because otherwise, why is that all you can afford to do? Because you got to keep the rest for yourself?
Well, when you're dealing with old distilleries like that, there's not a lot left. And the reason that we blended some of them, it's a bit like the Lonnach. Some of them were under strength, so we decided to, utilize them. We couldn't really find an overstrength one to match it up with, so we decided to put it in blends, and it's just married perfectly.
Any other expressions coming out we need to know about?
Watch this space.
You say that every time we talk.
Watch the Duncan Taylor website. You'll see, and subscribe to our newsletter. But, Mark, I will definitely keep you posted.
Okay.
But at the moment, I'm going to keep it under my belt.
Or under your sporran, is the key.
Or under my sporran.
Without peeking under Ewan's sporran, and let's get that image out of our minds quickly, there's word that Duncan Taylor's next project may be to build its own distillery. Nothing's been officially announced, and I'll have more details as they're available. There's nothing worse than a cheat, especially a whiskey cheat. Local papers in the UK report a retailer in Croydon has been fined for selling counterfeit vodka a year after he was caught selling counterfeit whiskey. The owner of HK Discount Wines in Thornton Heath pleaded guilty when he appeared in court last week. He was fined £500 plus court costs. No word on whether he'll also have to face the wrath of those he ripped off. No rip-off at the assembly rooms in Edinburgh this week. In fact, the whiskey and beer is free. Tesco's annual Taste of Scotland event will feature a number of distillers and brewers, as well as local soft drinks. The event runs May 4th through the 6th in Edinburgh. Also on the calendar of events, this coming weekend is the Whiskey Messe in Kiel, Germany. The Scotch Malt Whiskey Society's U.S. Chapter's Spring Tour hits New York on May 9th. And as we talked about last time, the Spirit of Toronto Festival is May 12th. The Scotch Malt Whiskey Society's Australian Chapter holds a tasting in Launceston on May 17th. And the London International Wine and Spirits Fair runs from May 22nd through the 24th. Of course, you'll find a complete calendar of events at the WhiskeyCast website. The address is www.whiskeycast.com. Speyside's distilleries are bracing for a big week. It's time for the annual Spirit of Speyside Whiskey Festival with distillery tours, special tastings, and even a new single malt or two. Ros Lewis is in charge of putting it all together.
What is new is very much a food-orientated festival. The marriage of fine food and very fine malt whiskies. And therefore, we have been organizing many more dinners and lunches. We've had a chef competition that ran through the winter to pick the best chef for the area. And we have a big gourmet dinner on Thursday to launch the festival at Glenmurray Distillery. And Glenmurray have very kindly given the festival the use of their old cooperage shed, cooperage store. So it's a really atmospheric venue for the evening. It looks absolutely stunning. And the winner of the competition for the chef is providing the menu for the dinner and with matching whiskies to go with it. And, of course, using the best of local Speyside produce. We've also got a food fair. And we have a new system of judging the awards, the Spirit of Speyside Whiskey Awards. And this year, for the first time, we have got mini final sessions taking place throughout the festival on three of the days, so that people can just get a ticket and come and judge the finals for themselves, judge the six whiskies. So that's new. We've got many more walks. We've got many more outings. And also we've got some more distilleries that are open this year. Glenbergie, which is not normally open to the public, is being opened specially by Chivas. And we have more involvement from people like Tom and Tal and Speyside, which is great. So it's going to be a pretty busy festival.
You're not losing the focus on the whiskey, obviously.
No. What we have never ever lost track of is the whiskey festival. So we have some excellent tastings. We have some. We have a visit by Michael Jackson, who is giving two whiskey dinners. Martine Nuet is attending, and she's also been involved on the food side, and she's holding, amongst other things, an afternoon tasting for the Glenrothes with afternoon tea at Rothes House, which is very exciting. Glenfiddich have put on some superb events. There are Shivers. Shivers have got the wee small still working, and they'll be running that all through next Saturday. So no, there's very much many, many whiskey events.
What should people know who are coming for the first time?
What should people know? They should know that there is far more transport available. Diageo have very kindly now sponsored our festival buses, And tickets are only £5 for the whole day. We're very grateful for them. They're now fully on board. And Cardu is and has come in too, and I mean, obviously under the Diageo umbrella. And they're involved. They've got a breakfast on Monday morning the 7th. With a wee jam or two attached to it. The Whiskey Museum in Dufton has a lot of very good events. Dufton is buzzing with things going on. I think it's, you know, look at the website, see what you'd like. There are still some events left but that have availability, and book up.
Is there still lodging available in the area for people who are coming in from outside?
Yes. They would need the best. But really, at this stage, is to contact the tourist information centres, and or the whiskey shop runs a very good free bed and breakfast information service for the Dufton area. There is availability in Elgin for bed and breakfast, and there are of course buses that run down all the time from Elgin into the Abelard, Dufton, Glenlivet triangle. But it is getting pretty busy. But equally, now we've got buses running from Aviemore and Granton-on-Spey, people can stay a bit further afield and still be able to come to the events.
Sounds like it's going to be a wonderful week.
It's going to be a busy week. All the distilleries are involved, which is terrific. And they yet again have contributed to the Spirit of Speyside blended malt. So we have some little miniatures for the 2007 version, which will be on sale for the festival. It's very good.
Who did the blending this year?
Ed Dodson again, and Peter Nicol, who was with Edrington. He's now retired, but very well known in the business. And they blended it, and its volume strength, I think, is 41.8. A little different from last year. Quite a lot of people, there's a new, Glenmurray are launching their new Mountain Oak with quite a lot of events at Glenmurray Distillery. They've got some special Mountain Oak tours going on. Ronnie Routledge at Gordon MacPhail has chosen Glen Grant this year for his vertical tasting sessions, and also has some other excellent events. I think he's got a little bit of availability left, but not a lot. They're very popular, those ones. As I say, Glenfiddich Shivers have got, again, super. I think a lot of theirs have actually sold out now, but they've got some excellent events at, as I say, Glenbergie, Strathyla, Glenlivet, Abelard, and Glenfarclas. I mean, I could be here for an hour telling you.
This is really sort of the highlight of the entire year up in the Speyside region, correct?
Well, it seems to be getting that way. We've had a big increase in the amount of press interest this year. We've also, for the sort of local population, with a grant from something called Highland 2007, have put on two Celtic pop concerts with celebrating the best of Scottish traditional pop music. So yes, I mean, it's the 5 days now that really people put in their diary. And the next year's festival, just to keep everybody in the loop, is the 1st to the 5th of May.
1st through the 5th.
1st through the 5th.
Of course, there's a link to the festival's website at the WhiskeyCast website. And that's all for this episode of WhiskeyCast. My email address for questions and suggestions is comments@whiskeycast.com. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2007, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.